How do you respond inwardly to these killings? I know there are some people who listen to this and they start looking for blame. And just like a lot of people who just will not deal with reality, who will not be people of integrity and honesty, they start blaming people who had nothing to do with the killings. It is so amazing when I hear people blame our president when people are killed. It's downplayed when innocent civilians are shot to death by bad cops. And then, knowing that eventually things are really going to reach a boiling point, because that's the way it works. People can't take but so much. And the people who start blaming the president and others who have nothing to do with the shootings and the killings of the innocent civilians, and who have nothing to do with the retaliatory killings of law enforcement officers by civilians, look for an opportunity to spread more hatred, to spew more hatred, and to put into people the worst that can be found in people, and to draw out of people the worst that can be found in people. At a time when it is so obvious that we the people are in need of healing, we need leaders who will talk to us about what's really going on, talk to us about the good and the bad, and from a standpoint of integrity, what's really happening. We have leaders who chomp at the bit to make a bad situation worse. And it doesn't take a whole lot of studying in the social sciences, psychology, etc., to understand, for anyone to understand, that you keep going after people. You keep going after, you keep killing a group of people for no reason. You just kill them because you want them dead and because you have the power to take their lives. Eventually, someone is from a member of that group, someone is going to want to strike back. And these leaders that we have who accuse President Obama and others who have not provoked either side, the civilians or the cops who are doing the killings, they just make a bad situation worse and make it harder for those of us, anyone who really wants to understand the truth, to accept that truth. That's why those people decades ago were saying, we're not going to stop what we're doing until we start a race war. They understood then that all they had to do was just keep doing heinous things to the black community. And eventually, there would be at least some members of the black community who would want to strike back. It's hard for me to make myself believe that we have had mayors and other political leaders in our country who are not intelligent enough to understand that that's the way it works. I just believe they do have the intelligence to know that the constant killings by police officers of unarmed, and non-threatening black civilians will eventually incite some black civilians to wanting to strike back. Now, let me tell you this. I'm not saying that it is right to want to strike back. I am saying it's understandable. I still say now what I've said before, though. It's so important that we not strike back. I understand the anger. I understand the pain. And of course, with the pain preceding the anger, the pain actually giving rise to the anger. But we've got to realize the people who keep shooting black people, shooting and killing black people, understand that it's about pain that gives rise to anger too. And they want more and more black people to get to a boiling point where more black people say, we just can't take it any longer. Remember, the people who are working hard to start the race war have also said that they know that in a race war, they will win because they've been training with their guns for decades, including assault weapons. They train with those weapons. I remember watching an interview, and as one of the news people said to one of the white racists, and you notice I keep qualifying racists. You don't hear me saying white people. No, we need to distinguish between white people in general and white racists in particular. She was speaking to this racist and pointed out that black people have guns too. And one of the racists, because there were several racists there, one of them smiled and said, yes, but we train to use our guns. We're prepared for that moment. We prepare for this every day. I understand the pain and the anger. We should not allow it to get us to the point where we start killing. And think about this. We don't want innocent civilians shot to death, killed by officers. We also should, if the real issue is about the value of life, then we also should not want innocent officers killed by civilians. There's no question that what needs to happen is these officers who are killing these black civilians need to be sent to prison. To prison, not just put behind a desk, not just maybe fired. They need to be fired and sent to prison because they're committing crimes. They need to be sent to prison. It's Power Friday, and ordinarily we have a different discussion, but a different type of discussion. That's why it's called Power Friday. But maybe this can be seen as power from a different perspective. We need power. We need, and I'm saying we, I'm talking about all Americans, Americans of every ethnicity, all Americans who truly care about justice, all Americans who truly care about decency, all Americans who truly care about what is right, needs power to have things changed. You have these officers all across the country killing, just killing black people, Hispanics. And it's because they know that ultimately they'll get away with it. Because if anything, the taxpayers will pay the price. And as an aggregate, it's not as costly. But you figure you have taxpayers paying their hard-earned dollars to help provide law and order by helping to fund the system that puts together law enforcement. And you have these bad cops doing dark, bad, evil things, and then eventually the law enforcement agency gets sued, and the agency has to pay out of the funds given to it by the taxpayers. And all the law enforcement officers, the ones who allowed, maybe even encouraged, the bad behavior, and the ones who perform the bad behavior. Get away scot-free. That's why so many bad officers are still doing what they're still doing, because they know they won't pay for having, they won't personally pay for having killed these innocent people who pose no threat to anyone. They need to be sent to prison just like anyone else who just indiscriminately shoots someone point blank in the chest, in the back, without provocation. The police officers need to be dealt with the same way any other citizen who is not a law enforcement officer would be dealt with.